Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How did they play it on the news?
Well, all of the networks used your entire statement. And it was very positive all the way through. ABC used your entire statement, entire case in this, that was a very favorable comment, you know, from all around, critics and everyone, that anything in the last 2 years, Linda Massey and Church Hughes statement. That Fulbright didn't say anything, but he looked pleased. And then Bergman, who was on ABC's Science Guy, went into what was a fairly good piece because it focused attention on the Soviet buildup of ABM and arms, which was good. NBC again used the full statement and was positive in their approach. CBS, same thing. Walter Cronkite referred to the importance of it, the significance of it.
They have separate on.
Yes, that's the next thing to say. Cronkite said it could be the most important negotiation for peace of mankind. Severide focused primarily on the fact that the statement was phrased to minimize disagreement and maximize agreement. And he referred to it as a major breakthrough. And he said with the good relations with China, or moving toward good relations with China, stabilization in the Middle East, SALT talks, the relations with NATO, this could lead to very great significance in the overall world structure, and could be great progress. So it was all positive, all the way through.
Good. Okay.
All the networks spent a good deal of time on it.
Good.
I talked to Henry. He's going to do some more background, a little bit more tomorrow, but the 4 o'clock session as well.
He should do the news magazines.
Right. They were there at 4. They were there at the 4 o'clock session.
You need to do the major ones. I mean, you can't depend on the likes of your...
No, we invited John Steele to the 4 o'clock
meeting. Well, I had him separately, too.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, sir.